Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Oh yeah, we've got an emergency podcast because the Lakers are finally making a trade. Welcome to the No Dunks Podcast. I'm J.E. Skeets, we got Tass Millis, we got Trey Kirby, we got Jerome in the backgrounds pushing the buttons. According to multiple reports, Los Angeles has agreed to a deal with the Wizards for Rui Hachimura that will include Kendrick Nunn and multiple second-round picks. ESPN broke the news. Shams, our guy of The Athletic, he confirmed that the deal was done. And yes, Rui Hachimura going to the Lakers, Kendrick Nunn going to the Wizards, and a whole bunch of second-round picks that the Wizards will probably just screw up anyway, Tass. We had to do an emergency pod. I think we're doing this to get our reps ready for the actual deadline as it approaches, because this is not a blockbuster, but what do you think?
This is not the deal people expected from the Lakers. Should we be doing this? Maybe not. We need the reps, especially because as I look at my my background here, my picture frame is a little Rui Hachimura. This lighting situation, not too good here. But this is a tiny upgrade for the Lakers. This is a situation they've been playing guys like Max Christie, Cole Swider. This guy can score. He can score better than Kendrick Nunn. He just put 30 on the Magic the other day. He can score from every level. He's having a bad year shooting the three ball, but it's a guy coming off the bench. They're not going to ask a lot from him defensively because he can't do that all that well. The Wizards were done with him. The Wizards' direction is a big question for me. I don't like where they're going. But a tiny upgrade for the Lakers with a guy who can score the ball, put him with Westbrook, his old teammate, and I think it's just a tiny upgrade because they've got bodies missing. That's all it is. It's not taken to the promised land, but it helps a bit.
Trey, I saw you tweet on this news. This changes everything. So you think this is a huge deal here for both of these teams.
Yeah, I think I might have jumped the gun on that one, Skeets, as I see user 001 said in the stream team here, the trade machine says this has no effect on either team's wins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that seems about right to me, but I'm with Tass. This seems like a worthwhile little roll of the dice from the Lakers. They need some scoring. They need some wing help. Rui Hachimura is a pretty decent catch-and-shoot three-point player. You know that LeBron's going to be serving them up some tasty dishes, and they're giving up basically nothing. Three second-round picks, that's a lot of picks, but they are second-rounders for a team that isn't super concerned with the draft right now while they're trying to win. They gave up Kendrick Nunn, who has been in and out of the rotation, hasn't exactly lived up to expectations, coming to L.A. last year, missing a huge chunk of the season, then struggling this year. So taking a chance on Rui, I think, is pretty fair for the Lakers, considering the return that they gave up.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, because I see some people asking, what's his contract situation, Hachimura? He's in the final year of his rookie deal. This is a part of it here, too, right? The Wizards, they've been shopping him. After the two sides, they couldn't come to an agreement on an extension heading into the season. We even saw on Friday, Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher, he said the Lakers had offered two second-round picks, but the Wizards were holding out for a first-round pick for Rui Hachimura. But Fisher even said, hey, throw in a third second-round pick, and maybe it gets the deal done. And then here we are, tasked with those three second-round picks, and then Kendrick Dunn to make the books work. To take this flyer here on Hachimura, and like you said, maybe adding at least some offensive firepower to a Lakers team, and a bigger body too that can play the wing. He's not a great defensive player, or he at least hasn't shown to be one, but he is a bigger guy that can get hot at times. I mean, I think he scored 30 not that long ago, so he can do that.
He can. Just Saturday, the Wizards were done with him. They didn't extend him before the season. He wanted a bigger role, and this season, they have clearly indicated that he is going down their depth chart. He started for the first two seasons of his career. Then last year, he was off the bench for some of it. This year, he hasn't started a game. They've put Kuzma at the small forward spot and put Porzingis and Gafford beside him. So Kuzma's deep on the depth chart, even though he had 30 the other night. He's behind Avdija for minutes, and he probably wants a bigger role, but it's really about this season for the Lakers, and I think he'll have to accept, coming off the bench and being able to pot those passes, as Trey said. He will be get it served up, not just from LeBron, but also from Westbrook, and that bodes well because even though I'm a Rui lover, he hasn't been able to set other guys up. The guy does not pass basically at all. If you look at his ratio of assists to buckets. He doesn't set anybody up. All forwards basically are better than he is. He's in a very, very low percentile for setting guys up. But yeah, just be a scorer. I mean, it looks like his ceiling is going to be in this league. It's going to be like a sixth man, which is just score only. And that was sort of what Kendrick Nunn's profile was too, coming into the season. Mm-hmm. I thought he would be better, but obviously he isn't the same guy. But Rui can get buckets, so... Move over Cole Swider. Move over Max Christie. There's a new Rui in town.
Yeah, what are the Wizards doing here, TK? I mean, can you figure out, this decision? And I guess if you're picking between Rui and Avdija, they're leaning towards Avdija more and other of their picks. Like what's put your mind in the head, this is scary, of Tommy Shepard there in that crew.
You're a twisted guy, Skeets, asking me to do that. Because it feels like Kuzmania is running wild in Washington. It felt like Kyle Kuzma would be a top trade target for a lot of teams around the NBA. A team like the Lakers, you would think, would probably be interested, but the price was perhaps a little bit too expensive for them to pay. Meanwhile, it feels like the Wizards are choosing Denny over Rui. A fair choice, I think. Yep. Rui is a bucket getter, but Denny's a little bit younger. They got some guys who can score in Washington, so maybe the defense helps there. But it definitely feels like they're kind of clearing the way to sign Kyle Kuzma to an extension or another deal coming up here, which then means you're paying a huge chunk of your salary cap to Brad Beal, Kristaps Porzingis, and Kyle Kuzma, who are at best all like fringe all-star candidates. So it feels like a pretty wizardy move. But I guess if nobody was willing to chip in a first rounder for Rui, 3 seconds is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people pointing out the Lakers are just getting the Wizards band back together, Tass, too, with Rui coming over there, joining Troy Brown, Westbrook, Thomas Bryant, and of course, now Rui. They got four. Former Wizards.
Yep, they'll take what they can get. The problem is they have been banged up, not just Anthony Davis, but Austin Reeves, who's their third best player this season, Lonnie Walker. So they just need bodies. And to give up 3 seconds, it's not nothing, but it's also nothing. So Rob Pelinka has another 17 days to debate whether or not he's going to move a first-round pick to help the starting lineup. This is just a move to help out the bench because they need some depth. And they have shown that they're worth spending something on. I mean, the rest of the roster is worth spending something on because they're fighting. This isn't a team that's just rolled over and died. They had they've gone 10-9 since Anthony Davis went out, as we talked about on our Monday pod. It's worth trying to get this team better to see how far the Lakers can climb in the standings when Anthony Davis comes back this week. So this is a good position for the Lakers to be in. But the Wizards, they have a terrible offense and they've got all offensive players and they've got three guys who can score, who are scoring more than 20 points per game. And they're, towards the bottom of the league in defense, which is weird. But as Trey said, when they sign Kuzma, the headline's gonna read Kyle Kuzma returns as one of the three 20-point scorers on the Washington Wizards. And they're not good, and it's going to continue to be that way most likely. Rui probably wasn't part of that. Denny Avdija is definitely a better pick. He's their sort of go-to defensive player down the stretch, and he matches better with Beal and Porzingis and Kuz, but it seems like it's gonna be a mediocre team for the foreseeable future.
Shout out to Silver Screen and Roll for reminding me that this deal will be the third trade between these two teams in the last 3 years, because we had that one in 2019 where the Lakers traded a bunch of guys to the Wizards to basically clear up cap space in the summer of 2019. And then the other one was the Russell Westbrook deal, which is now we have this one. And
Who was the 2019 one?
It was like Mo Wagner, a Jones, who I can't even remember his first name. it was like a bunch of like who in terms of clearing cap space for sure. Is this the worst trade we've ever done an emergency podcast for now though? Because we did have the infamous Knicks Hawks trade, which had Cam Reddish going to the Knicks. Now there was a first round pick included in that, but it was like Kevin Knox was the player coming back to Atlanta. Also a number 9 pick here, just like Rui Hachimura, who didn't pan out. I guess Cam Reddish was number 10 pick. But I don't know. Is this one worse, TK? I know we're going to wait and see. Maybe Rui's got something to give the Lakers, but could it be?
I think yes, though the twist of Rui going to play with the Lakers and LeBron certainly throws a wrinkle into things. Just look at how Malik Monk did last year. You know, had a great season alongside LeBron, being athletic, shooting every time he got the ball because he was going to be open. Turned that into a nice contract and a nice season with the Kings. Lakers got to be hoping the same for Rui Hachimura. But yeah, I think the Cam Reddish for a first-round pick had a little bit more buzz because it was still earlier in the career. And a first-round pick could be anything, man.
Yeah.
It could even be Cam Reddish someday.
That's right.
Yeah. But it's so exciting when you see first-round pick compared to 3 seconds. When there's that many picks and they're all second rounders, it feels like nothing.
Yeah. What do you think, Tass?
It's highly debatable. I'm with you. The name was buzzier. Cam Reddish's name buzzier at the time. Felt like he had a higher ceiling at the time. It's wild to see him out of the rotation, and looks like he could be flipped in the next 17 days. The difference was we were in studio for that one. And we had just finished recording, so it was an easy flip on the cameras and go. Mm-hmm. If this was a scenario today like it was a couple of years ago, I think we still would have done it. But, you know, reverse the scenario. If we were all in our driving home doing our own things, would we have done the Reddish one? I don't know. So,
well,
you know,
hey, look, this could go full circle. Who's to say the Lakers still don't acquire Cam Reddish from the New York Knicks? Now, I know that non-contract may have been a part of a potential deal. He's obviously going to the Wizards. I guess Lonnie Walker could still be, you know, there still are some future second round picks that could get it done. It's not going to take a lot probably to get Cam. So, hey, that would be amazing. But I'll tell you right now, we're not doing an emergency podcast if Cam Reddish goes to the Lakers. Unless it's for unless it's for LeBron or AD.
That'd be a shocker. I think we'd have to do a show on that one.
Yeah, we'll do it on that. But if it's for another second round pick or maybe Lonnie Walker, we're not doing it for Cam. Oh, man. Any other thoughts on this, on Rui going here to LA or the Wizards, whatever they're doing? Anything else, guys, before we wrap this up?
My couple little thoughts are that the Lakers did a move to upgrade their team without using any of their big trade pieces. So I think that's pretty solid for them, right? Yep. They've still got 27 pick. They've still got 29 pick. They've still got Westbrook's contract. And like you're saying, a few more little movable pieces if they could find the right sort of deal. So they still have moves to be made. And also, Anthony Irwin pointed this out, that maybe the idea of a recent top 10 pick in Rui Hachimura going for no first-round pick brings the prices down around the league so that maybe you're able to sell things a little bit easier if you don't have to be getting off a first-round pick to get players who are kind of middle of the road. So maybe this opens the gates trade-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, just last thing is that I'm still shocked how the Lakers have navigated Anthony Davis's injury. So the fact that they're 10-9 since he went out, he's coming back, and they're only a few games out of fourth. It's surprising. And so they're kind of going for it here. Like, you know, this is a tiny step, Rui, to help out the bench. But they are pleasing LeBron, I'm sure, in some way. And they should be going for it. As I said, they've been you know, working pretty hard to stay afloat, and came back twice this weekend. So they could easily, when all is said and done, even though, you know, we wrote them off a couple times on this show, thinking that when Anthony Davis goes down, they're done. They're literally a few games out of being a team with home court advantage. And so
they've been helped out by the rest of the Western Conference, sort of crapping the bed at times, sometimes because of injuries, some just, you know, maybe makeup of their roster in the Mavericks case, you know, Clipper. Like, yeah, I think we thought other teams may put a bit of separation, right? And sort of join the Grizzlies and the Nuggets at the top there. And really, a lot of them haven't. So that's helped out teams like the Lakers that are trying to get in, out of the play-in, even into the playoffs. And like you said, maybe even home court advantage. Wow. If the Lakers have a home court game one of the first round of the playoffs after this really weird year, that'd be strange, but it's in mix.
Yeah, game one in the crypt. They still call it the crypt.
Yeah. Let's hear from everybody your thoughts, if you have any, on Rui Hachimura going to the Los Angeles Lakers for Kendrick Nunn and 3 second-round picks. This was just a little quick emergency podcast. If you're just catching this one, go check out our morning podcast where we talked about the NBA weekend winners and losers. The Lakers got a winner of the weekend from Tass himself, them getting wins. We talked a lot about the Shannon Sharp versus the Grizzlies incident. Love to hear Sharp's thoughts on Rui Hachimura coming to the Lakers. Can't wait for him to weigh in. But yeah, let us know what you think on this deal here in the stream team. Tweet at us at NoDunksInc. And otherwise, we will see you guys tomorrow. Dare we throw to the Clipper Bros, Jerome? No, I guess not.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Yeah. I knew there was something that we should have talked about at the start before we went live. And it was the ending.
It's always the Bros.
Yeah, we always got to go with the Bros. I think that's just the rule from here on out. No matter the podcast, we hear from the Bros. All right, guys. Any final words, Tass? Take us home here.
Rui Hachimura is going to be 25 years old soon. The Lakers got younger. It's all right. It's all right.
Nicely done.
Embrace the day, people. You could stay, ooh, every day. And I'd be happy every minute.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.